This week's storm knocked out power for 95% of Newark residents. It's coming back now, neighborhood by neighborhood. But WNYC's Anna Sale reports that as the week wears on, residents are realizing electricity is just part of the challenges they now have to contend with.
The line of cars stretched block after block, well before the gas station was in view. Police directed the traffic in and out of the pumps. Dozens more people waited for hours on foot to fill bright orange tubs.
Today I came here for my father. Yesterday I was with my stepfather.
Natasha Oliveira stood in line with five gas cans for the second day in a row, and she doesn't even have a driver's license.
I think that's the end of the world. People today, they don't leave without the car, they don't leave without light, they don't leave without hot water. So before they leave it, now they don't leave anymore.
In Newark, gas shortages are an equal opportunity inconvenience for residents with power back, like Oliveira, and those still without, like in her dad's nicer neighborhood.
And he don't have light over there. And I live in the hood, and I have light. So think about it, you know.
The Hess station where she waited is just outside Newark's Ironbound neighborhood, one of the parts of the city still powerless on Thursday. A few blocks down, I met Rico Flores, who was gingerly polishing his black SUV. He can't report to work as a crane operator in the city, and all that's left to do is to clean out his refrigerator.
I just go out every day to eat. Basically, that's all we could do. There's nothing else we could do. But the guy here, the restaurant, he cooks some good chicken, so I ate there today. He's running there. You want to ask him some questions if you want to.
We walked into Marlene's, a Peruvian restaurant on the block. Inside, there are three customers and two kids home from school. Owner Jose Marquez is finishing a plate of chicken and rice. At first, the open sign on the door seemed like a bright spot in the neighborhood. Instead, I hear how the days without power are compounding the initial damage from the storm.
And you're still serving customers?
Yeah, no more. I got no food. I got a generator in the back, so I got electricity.
And you just ran out of food?
No, yeah, I got no more food. And I got no more gas, too.
He was out of gas, even though he went on a gas pilgrimage the day before. He drove so far to get it, his tank was three-quarters full when he got home. But he had enough to power the generator.
I got a sensor in my house for the smoke thing.
The smoke thing is a carbon monoxide detector. It went off during the night.
I said to my kid, let's go outside. They sleep in the car. So I got my blankets, my pillows. I went outside. I said, I found my car right there. No, he says it's right down there. I says, no, it's right here. It was right here. When I get my flashlight, I looked, the lock of the door was in the street.
His Volkswagen Passat had been stolen, the one filled with gas. Mayor Cory Booker's spokesman said that crime has actually been low over the last several days. And Marcus said it's not uncommon for cars to be stolen in his neighborhood. But at least he was awoken by a carbon monoxide detector. That wasn't the case across town the same night. 19-year-olds Medeja Benson and Kendra Brown died from a poorly ventilated generator in a public housing unit. Toya Warren lives across the courtyard from the brick townhouse, which was quiet on Thursday. She knew one of the young women.
Yeah, you know? That's shocking to everyone, because nobody would never expect something like this to happen. It's sad.
Hours after the teenagers' bodies were removed from the complex, the power there came back on. For WNYC, I'm Anna Sale in Newark.